referrals that went out, the parents got those. Any other questions on like the screenings we do? Okay. And we're going to teach the CPR for the seniors. And I think we're going to like split them up half and half. And then I think Coach Dale said that he was going to do something with them, like learn how to change a tire, just some life skills. He's going to work with them the rest of that day, and we're going to swap them out. We are doing Stop the Bleed right now with all the kids from junior high, from 7th grade up. And that's, I think we've only got 7th and 8th grade done so far. And they're doing really good, so.
That's good.
I was wondering if the SHAT committee would like to like sponsor for us to do a CPR class for anybody who would like to take it. Like anybody who's going to be doing babysitting or for the public.
I think that'd be a good idea.
How much is it?
It's about $25-$26 for the card and the book. I'd have to order the books, so I'd need to count ahead of time. And then we could do like one Saturday. I don't know who all would need it or if anybody would want it.
We might put a sign up sheet and see how many are actually interested in it.
Okay.
And then if they are, then we can move forward with it.
One of our kids wanted us to bring back the salad bar. We took the salad bar away because of COVID. I don't know how everybody feels about bringing it back and having it out there where the kids can come by and get what they want. Of course, we'd have to get it approved. That was something we could talk to the administration about. If we would think that it's safe now and we're going to try that.
Walk across Texas is like you count how many miles you do, and jump for rope is it's for the heart, right?
Yeah,
or what
yeah,
is
you race the association
and how many jumps
they take, and pledges, and however many times they jump is like the pledge for like how much they owe, you know what I'm saying?
Or they can just pledge a certain amount.
Yeah.
So if your boys say they're gonna jump rope 20 times and that's what they pledge and that's how much.
So you do like 5 cents a jump or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you times that time however many times they jump.
Okay.
And that's what that person pays.
Because y'all tell Tyron about this, I'd be broke.
So, but it's all in one day. So it's like a big day, and then they jump, and then, you know, then they go back and tell all the people like how much they owe or whatever. And or you can do like one donation.
Gotcha.
So, and then you turn it in.
Gotcha, okay.
So
is it kind of like they did like when like they
free throw thing.
Seniors did the shooting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's what I'm pledging. Yeah.
Per jump or per shot or whatever.
Gotcha.
So how would we do that?
Or what if you say I give $100 if you do 10,000 wear them out.
Yeah.
So would we do that like during PE or how would that work?
I think generally it would be like almost like an all day thing. I feel like it's bigger than just a period.
Yeah.
Because
might be like a pep rally.
We had to do like an after, like one afternoon.
One after.
Hours.
Yeah, everybody get a t-shirt and a jump rope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I know. Jump on the court for kind of reason.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that.
Take turns and somebody counts and like all the kids are jumping at the same time. I don't know if we have that many ropes or what, but
don't we have to have counters?
Yeah,
like someone there.
There's a kit, so I mean, I think it comes with its like a kit to know exactly how to do it. Like we can't just make it up ourselves. Like it's set.
Yeah, there's a where I got it from is a. I'll send you the website and it has all the information on how you do it. But what if we couldn't do it at school? What if you just sent the pledge home and then they could interact?
I don't think
it has to be done at school. I'd have to read about it.
I think it has to be done at school.
Can we tie it in with field day? Like do that morning and then have field day that afternoon or vice versa?
Are we doing like to see them do jump rope hard instead of walk across Texas, because the only thing, the main difference is that walk across Texas is like 8 weeks long,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's a burnout. You know, like by the time you get to the end, like not everybody's
walking
doing
anymore,
their miles or whatever anymore. So it's just all done and like get it all done, wham bam,
yeah.
in one day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
See, I'm gonna get you the information on the.
Appreciate you hosting this.